I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. A long time ago, I had to take a personality test for a job interview. One of the questions on the test asked what I do when a waiter gets my order wrong at a restaurant. Do I send the food back and ask them to fix the order, or do I just eat what they bring me? As someone who worked in food service, and as someone who basically likes all food anyway, and as someone who doesn't like it when other people complain, I responded that no, I wouldn't send the food back. I would just eat it. According to the test, I was not assertive enough for the job, and they almost didn't hire me. I might not complain about a restaurant order, but I can definitely identify with the human tendency to find fault outside of ourselves when things don't go how we want them to go. There's an impulse running through us, and it's looking for someone to blame. The Epistle of James opens with this controversial statement: when things go wrong for you, consider it an opportunity for joy. Why? Because when we experience trial and difficulty, it's an opportunity to grow and mature, and as you endure, you are made more complete. That's a tall order to swallow as a believer, and I think James anticipates that innate fault-finding tendency within us that might say, okay, count it all joy, but whose fault is it that I'm suffering in the first place? Who should I blame for that? James writes in verse 13, when people are tempted, they should not say, God is tempting me. Evil cannot tempt God, and God himself does not tempt anyone. But people are tempted when their own evil desire leads them away and traps them. This desire leads to sin, and then sin grows and brings death. It's natural for us to ask, when we face a trial, why is this happening? Or perhaps you've heard it said, if God were really so good, this wouldn't be happening. How quickly we move to lay the blame at God's feet when things go wrong in our lives. But James is trying to teach us that those things don't come from God. They come from within ourselves, from the impulses that drive us to hoard our resources rather than share them, to protect ourselves rather than be generous, and to exercise power over others before they can exercise power over us. We lead ourselves into sin, and that sin produces death. God has the opposite for us. Verse 16, my dear brothers and sisters, do not be fooled about this. Every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts come down from the Creator of the sun, moon, and stars, who does not change like their shifting shadows. God decided to give us life. God is not deserving of blame, but he is in the business of rescuing us out of our sin and its consequences. He has given us life, and life is what he has for us. We receive good gifts from an unchanging God. And when trials and temptation come, we don't retreat from this God. We draw near to him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.